joining us right now down at the tunnel, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you got to be proud about how, again, your team battling from behind, getting on the scoreboard, and then making it a tie game there. Talk about the effort of your team this evening.
Oh, no question, Kelly. Just really proud of our performance. I mean, we battled. We, you know, it's just frustrating. It's just you want to feel good about your play, but the bottom line is you lose a hockey game, and it's you get to this point, every point is so valuable, and so it just stings a little bit more. But certainly couldn't fault the effort. I thought our team competed the entire game. Down 3-1, I thought, their first goal was kind of a fluky one. Hits Lauren, goes up, straight up, comes down and rolls in. Second one, Heather gets her stick stuck in the boards behind the net. And then they get a power play goal where the player's actually trying to get out of the way, and it deflects in. So, that's hockey. That's the bounces sometimes. But I just thought we kept plugging away. We kept working. Great play by Haley to get Abby in there. And then that third period, I thought, the girls battle hard, two great plays, and find yourself in overtime. It's just frustrating because the puck's right there. All we got to do is give it to our goalie. But we, obviously we're trying to make a play, trying to clear. It's nobody's fault. Just unfortunate, it goes right to them and they score.
What did you tell your team after that game? I know, Lauren Bench, you could see the frustration after that play and after they scored. That's a tough break for her.
Well, it's a team game, Kelly. She can't be pointing fingers. She's got to. Those players are out there battling as hard as they can for her. So it's just unfortunate. Like I said, it was just an unfortunate situation. We had a player trying to make a play to get the puck out of the danger zone. And like I said, unfortunately, it goes right on their stick, and their player made a nice shot.
Well, I know when I was talking to Heather Olson in the second intermission, I mentioned how your team was going toe-to-toe. You outshot them in the first. It was only a one-shot differential there after that second period. Again, great amount of shots on goal, and that's what it's going to take to beat a team like Wisconsin, is getting as many shots on net, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But it's the quality shots that's the important thing, and I thought we definitely had some. Even at 3-1 after two, we get a 2-on-1 where we don't hit the net, unfortunately, and then we get a 2-on-1 where we put it right into her. And Lindsay Featherstone has a great shot, and their goalie makes a huge save, and they come down and they score. That was kind of the way the game was going. But we were getting chances, Kelly. We were getting chances, and that's key. I'm sure they haven't had a game where they've given up this many shots in a while. But the bottom line is they got one more. That's the end of the story.
Well, you guys got a little help today from St. Cloud State beating Duluth. You guys still remain in fourth place. Tomorrow's a new day. What do you guys need to do to get a win against Wisconsin tomorrow?
Well, certainly got to come out with the same effort. That's the bottom line. You got to come out with the same effort. You got to work hard. I think they're very, very good with their sticks. They knock down a lot of passes, and there's just little areas we got to be better at. But the bottom line is we got to come with that mentality. We got to outwork and out compete them.
Good luck tomorrow. Thanks so much for your time, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly.